This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 9th of November. I'm Susanna Streeter. Protests in Brussels over claims China is dumping steel onto the European market, while new measures put forward by ministers limit the impact on the region's economy.
It's not just about steel, which is a big industry. It's about the whole EU value chain. We're talking about 3.5 million jobs at risk.
Plus, there are warnings global trade is slowing more quickly than forecast. We'll get the latest from Wall Street. The results of Myanmar's election trickle in. Is the country opening up to business?
For years, this was the pariah state. This was the place of gross human rights violations and opposition stifled. But now what you have are national reconciliation efforts, the chance for the opposition to actually come into governance.
And we go off on a golden spending spree in India.
Dhan means wealth. Everybody's crazy about wealth. So without wealth, there's nothing you can say.
That's all coming up. But first, you'd need nerves of steel to work in the industry these days. The global price has fallen sharply, partly due to the slowdown in China and the repercussions around the world. As a result, China has been trying to find new markets for the huge quantities of steel it produces, and it's undercutting producers around the world. Angry European steelworkers protested in Brussels today outside an emergency meeting of the EU's Competitive Council, aimed at trying to find a solution to the crisis. Unions claim China is unfairly dumping steel on the world market, selling it at a loss below the cost of production. That's led to the closures of steel plants and the loss of thousands of jobs. Maximo Michinelli is a spokesperson for Aegis Europe, which represents 25 key European industries. A little earlier, he explained how European firms can be put at a disadvantage by the unfair practice of dumping.
You are producing, let's say, primary steel or primary aluminium. You are, for instance, let's say, getting cheaper electricity subsidized by the government. And then you are selling it at a lower price of the market where you produce. You are dumping your production. So basically, you are using some unfair practices just to export the product and gain competitiveness abroad.
Just how badly do you believe that manufacturers are suffering as a result of China selling its products much more cheaply?
This goes well beyond steel. We're talking about overcapacity. And when we look what China is able to do by producing in a massive scale, in a very subsidized and planned economy, we can say that this is not just about steel, which is a big industry. It's about the whole EU value chain. We're talking about more than 3 million jobs, 3.5 million jobs at risk. And not only historic industries like steel, we're talking about SMEs, we're talking about ceramics, textile, we're talking about bicycles. This has a major impact because Europe has to defend itself with the trade mechanisms and instruments that we have. And actually, it's very complicated because the last figures that we have for the different industries shows that China is really putting a lot of pressure in trying to export the overcapacity.
There's a high-level meeting going on in Brussels today. Economics ministers, business ministers are meeting to try and address this crisis. So far from the proposals on the table, do you think they go far enough?
I think it's to be seen. This is, it's like a film that starts very scary. But you can see that there are still opportunities to take action.
And that was Maximo Michinelli from Aegis Europe. Well, Gareth Stace is director of UK Steel, a trade association which lobbies on behalf of the industry. It wanted the EU's Competitive Council to raise tariffs on cheap and imported steel. I spoke to him after the talks and he told me that ministers were full of good intentions, but measures put forward weren't tough enough.
Today's meeting was really important in terms of getting it right, in terms of understanding the gravity of the situation. So what we've seen in terms of the announcement that's come out after that meeting, my first impressions, it's a good first step. I think that European ministers have recognised that there is a problem and a willingness to take action. I don't think it goes far enough. I may be uncharitable here, but I think the key aim was to tackle issues in the short term. And what we might have seen today was looking much more at the longer term. But what we needed to see today was timeframes of detailed actions that will have an effect from today, that would send a very strong signal to the market. And I think what we've seen is a number of conclusions, perhaps almost too many of them, that all say positive things to a greater extent or not, but where is that detail that we actually need?
Talking about that detail, what detail do you need? What concrete measures did you want to see put on the table? Do you want to see tariffs put on Chinese imports?
Well, if there's if European investigations find that there is dumping, then we'd like to see tariffs put on certain products where dumping is taking place. But what I wanted to see from the announcements today was to say that the European Commission was going to, from tomorrow, sort of thing, speed up the process of doing that investigation. I'd like them to learn lessons from the US, where in 45 days they send a very strong signal to the market because they impose tariffs from that 45 days. The investigation, actually, the full investigation takes as long as it does in Europe, but the signal to the market and the signal to importers or exporters is there, you know, within those weeks. And actually, I think in the announcement today, that's what we could have seen, that sort of determination to do something in the short term. And my worry is that is missing.
And that was Gareth Stace, Director of UK Steel. The influential economic think tank, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, says there's been a deeply concerning slowdown in world trade, particularly with China. The OECD says it will lead to lower growth this year, forecasting that global GDP will grow by 2.9%, down from 3% as forecast. It added that trade had dropped to levels perilously close to those associated with global recession. Peter Jankowskis is the Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. He told me that it's still nervousness about the US Central Bank, the Fed, raising rates that swayed investors on Wall Street today.
Well, you know, you're continuing to work through that, concern about the Federal Reserve tightening. I think Friday's reaction was probably more appropriate in that the overall market was little changed and you saw some disparity in the individual sectors. Today seemed to be more broad-based, just selling off on that concern.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said today that it is worried about the falling growth in trade between countries. Do you think that's concerning the markets much at the moment?
I think people definitely are watching that and keeping an eye on it because we're certainly seeing a great more protectionist sentiment, if you will, among various politicians responding to, you know, concerns in the electorate. So that probably is a trend that is being watched closely and certainly is in need of being watched closely.
And we have these renewed concerns as well about the slowdown in China off the back of economic data which came out on Sunday. Do you have real concerns that we could be entering into perhaps another global recession?
I don't really think so. I think we're more inclined to just continue, very gradual growth. The U.S. Economy is kind of moving along at a steady pace, and I think that would be large enough to keep the global economy going, but probably not at the sort of rapid pace that people had hoped for.
Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers from the financial markets now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 1% at 17,730. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.9% at $62.95. Gold is trading at $1,092 an ounce, and December New York light crude oil was down 18 cents at $44.11 a barrel.